Good morning. Once again, welcome to another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI. Craig Montana with you here on this Tuesday morning, AM 1280, FM 101.7. As it's time for the Community Corner, we discuss events happening around the area for you to take part in, for you and your family to enjoy, and really get something that y'all can all do together. And today is an event coming up this weekend that we want everyone to take part in. And that's going to be a kind of a home for the holidays. They're calling it a pet adoption weekend. And with us here today, Allison Harper from the Brenham Pet Adoption Center. And Allison, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
And thank you for coming in today. And first, I'll just talk about what it is that you do with the Brenham Pet Adoption Center.
I'm the animal services manager, so there's two pieces to that. We have the adoption center, obviously, so we have a lot of dogs and cats for adoption. And we also have our animal services department that responds to calls of loose dogs and animal bites and things of that sort.
All right, so the animal control, you know, just all, and you guys do that throughout the city. Or you guys go out into the county a little bit, too?
We go out into the county when the sheriff's office asks us for assistance, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so what kind of things go into that whenever you guys have to go onto the streets and kind of get these animals out of there?
Well, our most common call, obviously, is loose dogs. That's what we respond to most often. One thing a lot of people don't know is that we do respond to animal bites. Those are, by law, actually required to be reported to animal control for us to follow up on for risk of the spread of disease. Mm-hmm. So that's actually our main objective. And loose dogs, we also take, you know, cruelty calls on occasion, and barking dogs, nuisance, things like that.
Okay. And if somebody has to call you guys, how do they get a hold of you to do that?
They can either call the dispatch center for Washington County, or they can call us directly.
All right. And so you guys just deal mainly with that, or if like somebody sees like, hey, I've got a possum up in my garage, do you guys do that as well?
We do help in those instances at times too, yeah.
You know, nobody's called for any snakes loose in the back or anything like that.
Yeah. We get some interesting animals sometimes.
There you go. But you guys do that. You keep, you know, the animals off the streets, out of the homes, but also you control the pet adoption center, and that's kind of what we're going to focus on today, is that. And so what kind of things go on just on a normal day at the pet adoption center?
Oh, I don't think any day is the same. I think that's why I like my job. Every day is different. Obviously, we have a lot of animals for adoption, mainly dogs and cats. So, you know, we welcome people to come in, and we do get a lot of visitors coming through just to look sometimes, or people have a specific type of dog or cat in mind that they're looking to adopt.
Mm-hmm. And where are you guys located at, for people that don't know?
We're at 1804 Longwood Drive, just off 290 and 389, right next door to the police department.
Okay. And you can just go there. You guys are open what hours?
So we're open Tuesday through Saturday. So Tuesday through Friday, we're open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
And everybody just go in and you can take a look at the animals there?
Correct. Yeah, you don't need an appointment. You just come in anytime we're open.
Okay. And if somebody wanted to adopt an animal from the Pet Adoption Center, what kind of things do you have to go through to do that?
Sure. So it's pretty simple. If you have a dog at home and you're looking for a new dog, we ask that you maybe bring that dog with you. Once you decide on a pet that you're interested in, we can introduce them. We have outdoor space and indoor space where we can let the dogs meet and make sure everybody's going to get along before you take them home. So you don't have to find that out once you get home. Once somebody finds a pet they're interested in, it's pretty simple. It's just a matter of doing some paperwork. Obviously, if people rent, we need to have some sort of okay from landlord that they can have a pet in the home. And other than that, it's just a matter of paperwork. Our normal adoption fee is $50 for our event this weekend. That fee is going to be waived. Mm-hmm. And that includes a spay neuter for the pet, vaccines. We test dogs for heartworm and also cats for FIV and FELV.
And so all the pets you have will be spayed and neutered when they go to the
Yes, as long as they're old enough. If they're smaller, sometimes they're just not big enough yet to go through surgery. And mm-hmm. in that case, you get a coupon to go toward that once they're old enough.
Okay. That's pretty neat. And we mentioned the event this weekend, the Home for the Holidays event. And let's talk about what that's going to be about.
Sure. So we've got a lot of things going on. This event is actually going to take place at two different locations. So we're going to be at the Brenham Pet Adoption Center. We will have dogs and cats for adoption there. And in addition to the dogs and cats we normally have at the shelter, we're going to have a few dogs out from the PAWS program. that's a program located in Giddings at the state school where the kids take on some of our shelter dogs and train them, which is really great for people looking to adopt because shelter dogs don't always come with training. And so these dogs have been socialized and have some basic obedience training. And since it is in Giddings, it's not a long drive, but a little bit a distance to go. So we'll have those dogs there at the shelter for people to meet this Saturday. We're also going to be at Puppy Dogs and Cattails on Baylor Street downtown. So we'll have some dogs and some kittens out there as well. And there's a couple other things going on. We just found out yesterday Jack's food truck will be out. So if you're hungry, come by and get something to eat.
Good food at Jack's, let me tell you.
And in addition to the adoption event, we've also got a fundraiser going on that was organized by a city employee. They're doing gift wrapping in exchange for donations to the animal shelter. And so not only can you get a great gift for friends and family at Puppy Dogs and Cattails, you can get it wrapped while you're there. So.
There you go. Now, can you bring stuff to the wrapping event from, you know, to get wrapped while you're there?
Definitely, yes. Okay. Yes.
Is there a limit on it? Or?
Oh, boy. You know, we've already done 2 days of this event. We haven't had anybody bring too many gifts, but no, we haven't set a limit.
Okay. And it's just donate, you know, kind of a free will offering just for the service of everything being wrapped.
Correct.
And,
yes.
And everything goes back to the adoption center.
Everything goes to the adoption center. Those donations are mainly used for illnesses or injuries. Sometimes we have dogs come in, they're not in good health, or if they've been running loose, sometimes they've been injured. So it gives us a chance to get them healed and ready for adoption so that they're more easily adoptable.
Okay. And is there going to be a specific thing? You're talking about the trained dogs will be at an adoption center. But is there some place they need to go if they're like, I'm looking for this, I need to go over here? Or kind of you'll be a mixed bag at both places?
Yeah, we'll have a mix at both places. At Puppy Dogs and Cattails, we're going to have a board of some of the pictures of dogs that are available at the shelter. So if somebody wants to maybe change location and go meet a different dog, then they can see what we do have available. We also have all of our available dogs and cats on petfinder.com. So if you check out that website there, you can see everybody that we have available and see if there's one you're interested in meeting.
There you go. And so I know a lot of people, they'll be doing it this weekend. They'll kind of be doing it. You know, Gary, it's a big deal, you know, getting a pet for Christmas. What kind of people who are doing that, what kind of advice can you give them that they're doing these Christmas pets?
Probably the biggest thing is if you're traveling over the holiday, this week might not be the best time to get a pet because it'd be a lot of change for them if you then had to find a place to keep them while you're out of town. But if you're home and maybe you have a few days off, that's what we normally find. When people adopt over a holiday is that they have the time off and they're staying home. They have time to spend with that pet and get them used to their new environment and get them settled. So that's really probably the best case scenario when adopting over a holiday.
Okay. Just spend as much time as you can with them just to get them acclimated to the new surroundings.
Exactly.
Okay. And you guys are doing, of course, the two different locations and what kind of, you have just like dogs and cats there? Will there be anything different that you guys have possibly?
We just mainly have dogs and cats. Yeah, we won't have any other small animals available, no.
All right. You never know. You always got to ask the question. Maybe somebody's out there looking for an iguana this weekend. You never know. All right. And so again, that's going to be this Saturday. And let's talk about the times. For that.
So the adoption event is this Saturday from 10 to 2 at both locations, Puppy Dogs and Cattails and the Animal Shelter. The gift wrapping portion of it is actually going to be 2 days. So that will be this coming Saturday from 10 to 5 and also on the 22nd at Puppy Dogs and Cattails from 10 to 5.
So two different Saturdays.
And then
in both days, everything will go to the pet adoption center.
Exactly. All yes.
Right. And so another question is, I know my daughter's a 4-H group. They did kind of a fundraiser for you guys. I think it was earlier this year. I think they did. They donated some supplies. Do you guys still do that? Looking for people just to help out with the animals?
Yeah, so we do accept donations, and we also have a volunteer program. One of the things we're most in need of right now are bath towels of any size, really. That's something that we use quite often. Other things that we use that we don't get donated a lot are things like non-clumping cat litter.
Non-clumping,
yes.
Okay, that's specific right there.
Yeah. So it's easier to clean when you're cleaning that many animals, you know, but make it as simple as possible. And things that can... we're looking for like kind of the indestructible type toys like Kongs, just something to keep the dogs busy in their runs, just for their own mental health, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
While they're at the shelter, it can be a bit of a stressful environment for them. So anything we can do to keep them busy, which also leads to, we do have a volunteer program. So anybody who's interested in that can contact us at the shelter. We have occasional orientations, which is about an hour long. You come and go through orientation, and we get you a tour of the shelter, and then we can get you set up with taking dogs out or visiting with cats or cleaning if someone's interested in that. We do actually have people that want to do that. So it just depends on the volunteers. So
okay. Is there an age limit on the volunteers for that?
Yes, you do have to be an adult. It's 18 or over.
Okay. I mean, could a family come and do it as a family thing, or they all have to be 18?
Right now, just over 18. We recently kind of rebooted the program, and so we're keeping it pretty basic. We're going to eventually add a foster component to it. So,
foster families. Oh, that'd be pretty cool. That'd be neat.
Yeah.
And get some out of the homes. There you go. All right. Anything else that we need to go over for the
Well, I think that's it. It's a lot of information, but if you forget anything or you're wondering, please call us. Or we also have all these events listed on our Facebook page as well. So you can get information there.
And just Brenham Pet Adoption Center on Facebook?
It's actually under Brenham Animal Services.
Brenham Animal Services.
Yes.
Okay. And again, how do they, if they want to call you, how do they call you guys?
Our number is 979-337-7351.
All right, and the address again?
1804 Longwood Drive.
All right, and one more time this weekend, the Home for the Holidays, two locations, Puppy Dogs and Cattails, and the Pet Adoption Center. And what times are they again?
10 to 2 for the adoption event.
There you go. All right. Appreciate you coming to Allison Harper from the Brenham Pet Adoption Center. I guess, again, we're got everything covered, but they can call you if they have any other questions, right?
Correct. Yes.
There you go. All right. Thank you very much for coming
again.
And have a good one this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. Another event in the books today for the Community Corner. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Allison Harper from the Brenham Pet Adoption Center. We appreciate her coming in. Once again, if you've got an event coming up in the near future that you want to have in the Community Corner, do not forget. Let us know about it. We'd be happy to have you on and interview and get your information out to the masses here on KWHI. Give us a call here in the offices at 979-836-3655. Or you can email Holly Ryder. That's going to be promotions@ktex.com. Promotions@ktex.com. Again, we try to book these things out about a month in advance or so. So give us a few weeks' notice to get you on the Community Corner. And we'd love to have you on to talk about your event for everyone else here on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7.